The passengers inside the stagecoach sat huddled together on the seat opposite, watching the new traveller and trying not to breathe. The problem wasn't that he smelled of ferrets. Well, that was a problem, but the big problem was he talked to himself. That is, bits of him talked to other bits of him.
"Aye, it's fair boggin' doon here. I'm telling ye, it's my turn to be up in the head. Ha! At least yous are all cushy in the stomach. It's the legs that has to do all the work."
At which the right hand said,
"Ach, blow this for a game of sodges. I'm going to stretch my legs."
And in a horrified silence, the other passengers watched one of the man's gloved hands drop off and walk around on the seat.
"Aye, weel, it's nae picnic in the trousers neither. I'm going to let some fresh air in. Daft Wally, don't you dare."
And the passengers watched the trousers with terrible fascination. There was some movement, a couple of buttons popped, and a very small red-headed blue man stuck his head out. When he saw the people, he froze. They stared. His face widened into a mad smile.
"Array, yees folks! Great!"
Then he disappeared back into the trousers. A few minutes later, the coach stopped to change horses. When it set off again, it was minus the inside passengers. No, thank you, they'd catch the coach tomorrow. No, there was no problem waiting here in this delightful little town of Dangerous Corner. Thank you, goodbye. The coach set off again, lighter and somewhat faster, the reason probably to do with the heap of coins now in the driver's pocket.